Chapter 2. Whippoorwill. Hatfield Road hasn't changed in a year. I stroll past the red cottage, see the same car in the driveway, avoid the same pothole on the road. The sun is down now. The road turns to dirt. I await the sight of my father's house, past the Knott's place, and know his is next. I walk past the pond and spot the chimney ahead. It's June, and the trees are all in full leaf. Through the veil of greenery, I glimpse a bit of white wall and green shutter. Then the red front door. Then I round the big maple by the mailbox, march up the dirt driveway, and behold it whole. The house is two-story, clapboard, white, about as rare around here as baked beans for dinner. To the left is a barn, appropriately weathered. Behind, there's a field of weeds and wild flowers keeping the woods beyond at bay. I take off my backpack and glance around. The barn door is padlocked. There's no car in sight. I walk to the barn, reach my hand inside the knot hole, and find that the keys are still hanging from the nail just below. I open the barn door. The bicycle is there. I sigh, relieved, and squeeze the tires. They're soft, but should get me to the gas station. I poke around. It seems strangely quiet. Then it hits me that the goat and chickens are gone. My uncle must have sold them, along with a car. Since he only comes here on weekends and it's a Wednesday, I don't figure I'll see him. I leave the barn, pick up my pack, climb the porch steps, and unlock the front door. I flick on a light switch and step inside. The desk and chairs are where I recall them. The huge Luna moth is in its place on the wall. I feel like the archaeologist Petri entering the tomb of a pharaoh. I walk across the room to the pump organ. I take a seat, work the wheezy pedals, and play a couple of notes. My father's book of Duke Ellington songs is open to Solitude, his favorite. I walk to the kitchen, paw through my pack, and extract a supper of dates and sardines. I find a 7-Up in the fridge. By the time I'm through eating, it's 9:15 by the clock. For me, it's 6:00.